I listen to American Family Radio a lot. I'm a truck driver, and I just love the message that I get. It keeps me instilled. It keeps me on track. I get so blessed just because of all the different topics and all that I get from it. And just want to say thank you so much for the ministry that you provide to those of us out here. And oh, and you guys just, y'all bless me daily. Thank you very much.
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, God is able to do far more abundantly than anything we can ask or think. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Did he move every mountain? Did he part every sea? Yes, he did. So yes, he can.
Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. 2396, or give online at afr.net. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
In Ephesians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul prays with the Ephesian church, and he says in verse 14, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." He continues to pray, and then he comes to our theme verses, verses 20 and 21. And I'm reading in a little bit different version than the one you just heard, because it just is powerful. "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." Well, this is Burton Alex, and it is Exploring the Word. But two times a year, we take time out of our regular programming of just going through the Word and just concentrate on what God has done and what he wants to do and is doing. That's the theme song. Yes, you have, and now you can. Yes, he can. Alex, I love the theme. I love the Bible verse. I love the song. It's just a great, great share-a-thon, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and we want to thank everybody who is giving. Many have made pledges. Many have called in since we began Tuesday morning. And, you know, I think about this, that even on a long trip, you've got to pull over and put gas in the car, you know. You have to fill up the gas tank, and that's kind of what this is. And only twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall, do we pause and we tell what God is doing. And my goodness, one of the things that we can report is just the amazing way God, through this ministry, whether it be broadcast or publishing or digital content online or events and conferences, and then partnering with other ministries, every year, millions and millions of people hear the gospel. They respond to the gospel. Marriages, families are strengthened. Children are raised in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Pastors are equipped and often stay in the ministry. And so here's this number, folks. I want to give this number, and I think I'll just wear you out, but I'm going to give this number over and over. 877-616-2396. And write it down, or maybe you'll remember it. 877-616-2396. Call in. You'll talk with a really friendly voice. You'll get a revival in your heart. But make a pledge and join with us in what God is doing through the wonderful work of the American Family Radio Network.
And we look forward to hearing from you. And those of you that call in, I get to see your names on the screen here. I can't call them out, but all of them, but I try to ever so often call out the first names of the people who've called and made a pledge, their hometowns, where they're calling from. And we just love to do that. And the number that we're starting with, the number of pledges that's been made so far, is 16,496. Let's round that off. So I round off things so I can remember it better. 16,500. That is the number of people who have called in to make pledge. And as our president, Tim Wildman, would say, that's just the phone call. That represents couples and families in many and most of those cases. And so we're looking forward to people calling in at that number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go online at AFR.net. And we say securely because our tech team has gone over to make sure that what you do is just here. It's confidential. It's not shared. It is just here. And so make that call or go online, make that pledge. Again, the numbers, we want to go up, up, up during this hour. We're in the midst of a $175,000 challenge. That's a match. So that is matched. When you call in, it is matched, and we thank God for that. And we're asking God to do that and multiply it. And you say, well, my gift doesn't matter. Yes, your gift matters. And
yes,
so we want to, Alex, let me do this because I want to hold this up. If you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, we want to say thank you, and we want to give back to those who have given us, and we have this 2026 Founders Planner. It's a calendar about the new year, 2026. It's rigid cover, spiral-bound, 200 pages, quotes from Don Wildman, our founder, and notable dates, and you can keep up with your family and life. I have one, not like this, but I have a planner. I have dates that I'm preaching, but also have ball games my grandsons or grandchildren are playing in and where they'll be. It helps me to organize my day. But if you give a monthly gift and become a great commission partner, that is $30 or more per month. You'll not only get the planner, but you'll get mine and Alex's new book, and it is 100 Bible Questions and Answers of Prophecy and the End Times. You will want to get that. It's a good thank you to you for what you have done by giving. So make that phone call right now, 877-616-2396.
Well, I want to thank Lee in Carbondale, Illinois, Danny in Benton, Arkansas, Bobby in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. How about Gordon in Warrenton, Virginia? Mark in Americus, Georgia. Now, I know a pastor down there named Mark. And Brother Mark at the church where I preached in Americus, Georgia, if that's you, we thank you. And Carol in Columbus, Ohio, David in Mount Vernon, Illinois, John in Vass, North Carolina, my home state of North Carolina, Renee in Duncan, Oklahoma, all around the country. And, you know, Bert, I say this, and by the way, the number, folks, if you would call in now, just please call while you're thinking about it now, and maybe you want to give a gift in honor and just talk with somebody and say, hey, I'm investing in the great, great work of AFR, and I keep us in prayer, but however God leads you, the number, if you would call it, is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And like Bert said, we've got some thank you gifts for some tiers of giving. But Bert, I know this because it's true. One day up in heaven, we're going to have a big old family reunion, and you're going to meet people coming out of the woodwork, countless masses of people that heard the gospel through the radio. They read the gospel through the Stand magazine or the articles, and the ripple effect only God knows. But folks, this is great ministry, fruitful ministry. It's frugal ministry. No, nothing is wasted, honestly. And so invest for the Great Commission. And ultimately, Bert, I'll say this, I'll throw it back to you. It's for the saving of our nation. I mean, Jesus is the ultimate hope for America. Wouldn't you agree?
It is the only hope we really have. Everything else will fail. It will fade away. This world is fading away. And we want to be a part of the one that renews it, revives it. And you do that. I'm constantly reminded, I believe the main reason that God has blessed our country, especially in the last few years, is churches, Christians being missional. That we Americans, those that are followers of Christ, We have sent more missionaries to different countries around the world. Our denominations, our churches are missional, not just at home, but we're doing it. That order that was given to us in Acts 1:8 about being on mission for Christ, starting in Jerusalem and then Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts. It's not that we do them just one and then do the other and move on. No, we're to do it all at one time. And through AFR, because of our radio and because of the internet, we're able to go into these places that inside prisons. We go to different countries that, listen, they get the word of God. And so you're missional when you give. And I think that's one of the reasons God has helped America and blessed America so much. So make that phone call at 877-616-2396. And we're waiting on this. Brent's going to play a listener testimony in just a moment. But Brent is waiting for somebody from Pontotoc, Mississippi to make a pledge.
Absolutely. I've not seen one.
Well, I'm on 2 hours of the morning, and I've already seen two today. But Brent needs to see it. So make that call as soon as you can, somebody in Pontotoc. We want Brent to have a big old smile on his face. So Brent,
That's where he was from, right?
That's where he's from.
Every time I look, I see a Bucatuna, Mississippi, but I never see a Pontotoc.
Yeah, so he's kin to half of the people in Pontotoc, so some of his cousins need to get that done and make that call at 877-616-2396. But we want to listen to a listener story about how God has used AFR to bless their lives.
Katie Adams, Brandon, Mississippi. I am an analytical chemist and mother of three little girls. I want to thank AFR for telling the American people what's really going on. I thank God for you out loud on Wednesday nights at church to try to encourage the church as a whole to listen. Thank you to the Wildmans and AFR. You have truly blessed my life.
Amen. Now, amen. I've got to celebrate that. That's awesome. On Wednesday night, she reminds people, but I want to remind people, I want to give a shout out, a thank you to Susan from Pontotoc, Mississippi.
Yay, amen. Susan,
that has called in, and Brent's over there on the other side celebrating. So we thank God for that. Susan, you have made our day, not just
God
Brent.
God bless you, Susan.
Yesterday,
we were picking on Brent Austin, and we laugh, we cut up, but we were saying, hey, nobody from Pontotoc is supporting, but now they did.
One
Susan,
of the five
bless
people
him.
Did.
One of the five people. Pontotoc's bigger than that now. But Alex, go ahead, man.
Well, okay, Bert and I wrote this book, 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy, and you just heard the listener testimony. And let me encourage you folks, if you give $30 a month, you'll get our brand new book. I mean, it just came out Tuesday. When we say this book is brand new, I mean, this book and all the research in it is brand new. And wouldn't you like to be conversant on what's going on in the Middle East? What about Israel? What about the Arabic world and Hamas, AI, cryptocurrency? Is the Antichrist alive? Then we had a listener last night asking me about Ezekiel's temple. You see, from Ezekiel 40 to 48, he has this vision of this huge temple. And to understand all that, you've got to go back to Ezekiel 36. All of this stuff, Bert, the new covenant, the role of the church, Israel, the distinction between the promises to the church and the promises to Israel. We go into depth in all of this, and I just believe, talk about the sovereignty of God, this book that we've worked on for a long time, it released on the 2-year anniversary of Hamas attacking Israel, and then, of course, yesterday, peace was brokered. Amazing times. We want to help you navigate this from God's Word.
We really do. And that number is 877-616-2396. We'd love to hear from you today. Make that call and be a part of the family as we share the good news of Jesus.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Flying is a frightening experience for some people. For others, it's a thoroughly enjoyable experience. One reason flying is frightening for many people is that they haven't done much of it, don't know a lot about it. We humans have a natural tendency to fear that which is unknown to us. I can remember an incident that happened to me once as we were leaving Paris. The plane was climbing to its cruising altitude shortly after takeoff. Then, suddenly, the captain cut back on the power. I knew that the two most crucial times in flying were taking off and landing. The clouds were thick, and to be honest with you, I could hardly see the end of the plane's wing. I'd not flown very much, and I became very scared. I was afraid something was wrong. However, after a few minutes, the captain increased the power again and climbed to the cruising altitude. A few years later, a similar incident occurred as we were leaving Atlanta on our way to New York. As we were climbing, the captain suddenly cut back on the power. We were at about 8,000 or 9,000 feet. He held this altitude for about 5 minutes. Then the plane began a slow banking turn. I leaned over to tell my brother, who was sitting next to me, that something was wrong. After a few moments, the captain announced that we had a wing flap which was not working properly and that we were going back to Atlanta. Well, we circled the airport for a few minutes, time to allow emergency vehicles on the ground to get into position. When we landed, we saw the fire engines and ambulances parked along the runway, lights flashing. The landing was near perfect, and in a few minutes, a crew was working on our aircraft. But you know, during that landing, that emergency landing, I wasn't all that frightened. Had it happened during my first few flights, I would have probably died of a heart attack. What was the difference? Well, I had become accustomed to flying. I knew more about it and realized that the aircraft was under the control of an experienced pilot. My experience and knowledge had taught me that I really didn't have any reason or any major reason to be afraid. Aristotle, the wise Greek philosopher, once said that fear is pain arising from the anticipation of evil. Well, I didn't expect anything evil or bad to happen when the plane landed. I expected exactly what I got, a safe landing. It was Emerson who wrote, "Fear always springs from ignorance." You know, I believe he was right about that, that we fear what we don't understand. There are multitudes of people who fear God. They fear Him because they don't know Him. If they would only make an attempt to know Him, they would soon quit fearing Him and begin to love Him. Well, my fear of flying is gone. In fact, flying has become an enjoyable experience for me. The reason for this change is that I have become more knowledgeable about it. And no person has to fear God either. The more you know about Him, the more you love Him and realize how great His love is for you. And the more you love Him, the more you enjoy Him. It's a good thing for a person to turn his fear of God into love of God.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
But I know what kind of God He is, and I'm trusting Him. Promises I'm believing, and I'm singing, yes, He can.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
We have returned to Share-a-thon, and our numbers are going up, 16,000 and climbing. The numbers are climbing. I get a refresh every 30 seconds, and every 30 seconds we get new numbers, and they're going up, and we want them to continue to go up. And we haven't said how many today. We did yesterday, and right now, Alex, we started at 16,500. We're already over 16,600 plus. Yeah. Do you think we can go 16,700, or are you going to go 16,750?
I think the Lord is going to enable this to go above 17,000 pledges.
17,000. Let's go. Let's go.
I want to make a challenge here. We got a listener who said it's a lady, and she's challenging all widows and widowers to call and make a pledge. Now, she said, if you're a widow or a widower, call and donate $100, and I'm going to pass that along. The number is 877-616-2396. Now, Bert, I'm going to throw out something a little bit personal here. You know, I worked with youth for 11 years full-time, and then really for the last 25 years, we've been doing all kind of youth things. But if you've ever been a youth pastor or you work with the youth, maybe you volunteer, but if you've got a heart for young people, and this is a blessing, we have the privilege every year to be in front of literally thousands of teenagers. And now some of the people that I was leading to Christ 20 years ago, they're not so young anymore, but we're still doing it. But if you've worked with the youth, if you've been a youth leader, let's make this a challenge that all the people out there working with the young people for the gospel, make a donation. Call 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Come on, taking that gospel to the next generation, youth volunteers and leaders, let's chip in.
Amen. Let's do that. That was a widow that made that challenge to the other widows and widowers. And she wasn't just somebody that was doing it. No, she was there and she knows what it is. And a lot of times that's difficult, fixed incomes. But listen, God can bless you. And if you feel so led to do that, make that call at 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. And youth leaders, hey, former, I'm one of those guys. And I was a youth leader at a church where I would later become their pastor. And so that was always an exciting time to see those youth grow up and become mature and see what God has done in their lives. And so I thank God for that. And we're wanting to win the next generation. And right now we're sitting on this next generation, Gen Z. And we're seeing God doing an amazing work that we haven't seen since, I would say, the 1960s, and doing the work in youth. Alex, Charlie Kirk, God used him. God's using others. God's using you to bring this challenge to youth. They found out that wokeness just doesn't work. It's right. Foolish. It's really detrimental. And they're finding out they want to find truth, real truth, and that is found in Jesus Christ and His Word. And AFR is on the cutting edge of making this truth available through the Word, through the news, and through all the means. And so when you make that call at 877-616-2396, you're making this and making it a priority. We will make it a priority. Let me give you this mission statement. I try to do this every program because I think it's important. And you'll see this is our heart. This is what we desire. The mission of American Family Association is to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform American culture and to give aid to the church here and abroad in its calling to fulfill the Great Commission. We are committed to that. That is our mission, and we want you to help us as we promise to do this and make it our goal. And listen, you're a part of it when you pray for us, when you listen, and when you give.
Mm. Bert, can I read something from our book? And this is one of the things we want to give everybody. If you would make a monthly pledge, and it really does, a monthly commitment helps the board. Tim Wildman and myself, I'm on the board, Abe Hamilton, and to help the board make plans, you know. But may I read something from our book? I was asked to make a statement about the peace deal. I really do think it's the sovereignty of God that just as it was the two-year anniversary of the Hamas attacks, our book came out on that day, and then yesterday our president presided over the peace deal. Let me read the statement that I made that has been given to Fox News and several others, but I said this. I said that Israel has the right to self-defense and the right to peace and safety like any other nation, and that we're living in historic times that a sovereign God has allowed the nation of Israel to defend itself. And I said this, whether the terrorist of Gaza will honor the commitment to peace remains to be seen. As God's word says in Psalm 122, verse 6, we are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. President Donald Trump has been used by God to accomplish this, brokering peace in the land of Israel. Throughout its lengthy history, Israel has not been able to defend itself or keep its land as most other nations have. Now, lasting peace in the Middle East will be a blessing, and it is also a blessing that we have an administration right now that does what Genesis 12:3 and Genesis 12:27-29 says to do, that we are to be a friend and an ally to the Jewish people. Well, we cover this in this book, 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times. We are sure that it will inspire, equip, and help you. And many pastors have already said to me that they're going to teach through this book. Some have said they're going to use it in their small group or their Sunday school. Of anything you and I have been able to do, I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited about this book, Bert. Would you tell people how they can get a copy of it?
Okay, it's available now in stores. Now, we want to make that bookstores, but if you want to have your money really count for ministry and get the book, you can make this call at 877-616-2396, and if you will become one of our Great Commission partners and say, I want to give at least $30 or more each month, and we will send you this book, 100 Bible Questions and Answers and Prophecy of the End Times. Those of you that are live streaming, I'm holding it up. It's pretty red, and it's bright, and you can see it. And so we want you to have that. And again, the main thing we're saying is thank you for loving AFR, giving to AFR, and because we have people that call in. Alex and I hear it all the time. He's on the road, I'm at different churches, and they say how much it means to us. But then you call in on our regular programming here on Exploring the Word, especially Fire Away Fridays, and especially on Tuesdays when it is a prayer day, and you say thank you for AFR, thank you for what you've done. But ever so often during Share-a-thon, we get some testimonies that people call in and say this is what God has done using AFR. And that's what we want to make sure. It is God that does the work. It's not us. It's God in us. And that's what our theme verse says. Listen to it. To the power at work within us. It's not of ourselves. It is of God. So listen to this testimony about what God has done.
My name is Scott from Wichita, Kansas. Attending church, of course, is very important. And I believe a house church, a smaller gathering of believers to help support and encourage one another, is even more important. And I look at AFR radio when I'm driving around town or on a trip, and listening to all the pastors and the music in the morning is like attending a house church. And I really appreciate AFR. Thank you.
Amen. Wow. Amen.
Isn't that a blessing?
That is a blessing. And this, a lot of folks cannot get out. I know my mother-in-law, the last 2 years of her life, she couldn't go to church. She was faithful as she could be in church, but she couldn't go. And I want to tell you, she had listened to her son-in-law and Alex, and she was just thanking God that she was able to get Bible study. And there's people who are incarcerated, and they're getting the Bible study. They're getting it, and it's because of us being faithful to share the word. But we could not get on the radio if it were not for you calling in, sharing, and giving. And it's, again, that number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. And one of the churches that I love is the church at Philippi. Alex, it's honestly, they and Antioch are my two favorite churches. The third one is Berea. But these churches, guess what it said? Paul said about Philippi, nobody's been as faithful in giving and sharing in the ministry as you.
I love Philippi, Antioch, and Berea. Now, there are significant things about each one of those. What's significant about Antioch? The
mission?
Believers
yeah.
were first
called Christians in Antioch. But yeah. they are the ones that sent Paul and Barnabas out into the world. They're the first ones, man.
And I've always loved the church at Berea said the Bereans were more noble studying the scriptures to see if these things were so. Do you remember that?
That is. And it says they searched the scriptures daily. It wasn't just once a week. It was like exploring the word daily, Alex.
And folks, we want this part of what Bert and I want to do, and we would challenge all of us, we want to be a Berean type Christian, and we want to search the scriptures, and that way we will know what is so. And folks, if you believe that everybody needs this, let's join together and let's continue to be used by God. Let's call in, let's just make this thing not just successful and fruitful, but just beyond. And it's all for the glory of God. So here's the number. If you'd please call in with a pledge, it's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And of course, if you would give a $150 gift, you'll get the Founders Planner with quotes from Don Wildman. Listen, I cannot overstate how important a daytimer is. Trust me. If you'll find that you can use your time all the more efficiently. And see, I do think every last one of us is to be a good steward of time, and that planner will help you. Now, if you make a $30 a month commitment, you'll get the planner, the 2026 planner, plus the book that Bert and I wrote. And I just want to say this for the record. Thanks to Broad Street Publishing, they sold these to the ministry at their cost. They didn't make a penny, and neither Bert nor I makes a penny on the writing of this. Really, writing this book is part of our gift to the ministry too. So nobody's making money on this book. We did this for the pure ministry of it. And in fact, I think that I know that the last time we did a book, Broad Street, even the shipping they covered. And so we're able to make this as a resource from the printer publisher to the two writers that you're listening to. I mean, this is to get the gospel in the hands of people. And so we ask you to stand and invest it if you would as well.
Amen. 877-616-2396. We got another call from Pontotoc, Mississippi. Now, I know we're being a big deal out of that, but why was this one so significant for you there? Brent, why?
Her name was Betty.
And that is?
That was my mother's name.
Okay.
Oh,
so we're this guy over here, we're having to hold Brent down.
I'm having a ball.
He is, and you're helping do that. We're excited about every one of these calls. Let me go over them real quick. We're coming up on a break that we'll take. But Stephen from Surlington, Louisiana. Carol from Friendsville, Maryland. That man, what a name, Friendsville. I bet it's fun.
That.
I do too. That sounds like a Pleasant Garden or something like that that I know about.
Amen.
Jason. Now listen to this name. Jason from Harpersville, Alabama. Now,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's some of my kin folks. I don't know. But Gail from Rogers, Arkansas, she's called in. And then Barbara from Lucas, Ohio, Jeff from Athens, Alabama, and Russ from New Iberia, Louisiana.
And these Bert.
Go ahead.
Okay, how about this? Christopher has just pledged from Loma, Colorado. Now, trust me, they need AFR Bible content out there. God bless you, Christopher, and may the name of Jesus and his word go deeply into Colorado.
Amen. We're praying that all over America, we need revival. So make that call, 877-616-2396.
Hello, this is Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council here in Washington, D.C., and the host of Washington Watch, heard here on AFR. I want to encourage you to support AFR during this share-a-thon. I've seen firsthand the profound influence that American Family Association and American Family Radio have had here in our nation's capital. I believe America is stronger because of the labors of Don Wildman and now Tim Wildman and the entire AFR team. I'm proud to partner with them, and I challenge you to do the same during this share-a-thon. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
Kevin Brazil, Long Beach. I just wanted to call and give a voice of thanks just to let you know that it hadn't been so long ago that I was feeling really down, really pointless, hopeless, nothing. Looked forward to nothing. And not going to commit suicide or anything like that. I had made a covenant with the Lord before that I would never do that. But I still just had trouble being interested in anything. And the only thing that I looked forward to was the radio, because I could always get some inspiration, some direction, some guidance. And I know the Father was at work, and I appreciate you more than you can imagine.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Yes, he did. So yes, he can.
What a theme. Yes, he can. How do we know that? Because yes, he did. Now, let me relate that to Share-a-thon. In Share-a-thon's past, years past, people pledged so we could start the radio network, so we could expand the radio network, so we continue growing the network. And now, let me share, it has come to you who are listening. What are you going to do with a challenge? Are you going to go back or fall back or go forward? Alex and I are challenging you to go forward. And you do that by helping us. Yes, you listen, you share about with others, then you pray for us. Alex and I hear it all the time. We pray for you guys, and we appreciate it. We do. But then go a little further. 100. Alex has thrown the gauntlet out for youth workers, those that work with youth and have worked with youth. How about making that contribution for the next generation? And then we had a widow call in, and she is challenging her fellow widows and widowers to make a contribution and be a part of what she's doing, because a lot of time these widows, as they get older, they're at home, and the radio has become a friend to them. And we want to be a friend to everyone who would turn the radio on and listen. So make that call right now at 877-616-2396, because there's a $175,000 match. That means you call it in. It's matched, and it just increases and multiplies, Alex.
Amen. It really does. You know, the American Family Association was founded in 1977 by a very faithful minister named Don Wildman. He's in heaven now. And it has grown. This ministry has grown in the 15 years that Exploring the Word has been on. And I mean, my goodness, we're just one of many, many, many things that the Lord is doing. Bert, I've told stories of as I crisscross this country preaching, I meet people, and they enthusiastically, sometimes very emotionally, they share what this ministry has done, primarily bringing people to faith in Jesus, but then equipping people to think from a biblical worldview. And I got to tell you, it's amazing to me. Like, I was week before last in Carthage, and I was talking to so many people. I've got pictures with children and teens. And imagine middle schoolers, and I hear this, they'll say, my mom and dad listen to AFR, and it's really interesting, and I like it, and I learned so much listening to you and listening to Abe. I'm talking like 6th, 7th graders, and they're listening to Washington Watch with Tony Perkins, and they're listening to Exploring the Word, and this is touching all ages. One thing I'll say, and that this is part of why we don't mind asking you to buy in and donate and support. Thank you for your prayers. We always need prayers. But you can't pay the light bill with prayers. The power company kind of want something a little more tangible. So, folks, all of this, the gospel is free, but it takes resources to deliver that free message, doesn't it, Bert?
It does, and we want your prayers and your contribution because, listen, we want to stay on track, and we've got to have God's blessing on it. If God's blessing is not on it, I want to tell you, it's wood, hay, and stubble, and we want a ministry that lasts, and that is through the Word of God, through the power of God. And when you obey the Lord and you say, okay, I'm going to give, and you think, well, it's not enough. Listen, make that contribution. God can multiply it. That's the reason we have these matches of $175,000, because we know there's people out there, it's hard for them to give a little, much less a lot. But those that give a lot, they say, man, we want to help and bring them along as we share together in the ministry that God has called us to. Now, again, we call it partnerships and part of the family, and I try to do two or three things every hour, and that is partnerships. We minister and we partner with Truth for Youth Bible Week, Tim Todd, and Revival Fires, giving out those New Testament in schools. We partner with Preborn, that they supply and they give these machines, so sonogram machines, to crisis pregnancy centers, so that when that expectant mother comes in, probably looking for an abortion, and they show her the sonogram and they hear the heartbeat, 80% of the time that's their first pregnancy, they choose life for that baby.
Amen.
And guess what else? They witness to that mother, and many, many times that mother comes to know Jesus Christ as Savior, and they don't drop her. They keep on ministering to her, helping her with Bible study, parenting skills. If they decide to keep that baby and not go in adoption, or they'll help them either way, adoption or keeping, and they'll supply a lot of the materials that mother needs for that. These are just some of the partners. And when you partner with us, you're partnering with them. Operation Christmas Child, man, churches all over the United States are collecting merchandise to send to these children. We're a part of Operation Christmas Child. We have it on a week, telling everybody about it, promoting it. So this is who you partner with when you make that call, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Let me say one more thing, Alex, and I'll throw it back to you. I was shooting for $16,750, and I thought, man, that'll stretch it. Oh, man, we're just already there. So we got to go to $16,800 in the next 14 minutes. Let's try it. Make that call, and I believe we can do it, Alex.
Well, I was hoping we'd hit up towards 17,000 pledges, so a couple of hundred more people, and we have 20 times that listening, probably 200 times that.
The problem with that would be our phone calls. We that would overload us. So overload us. Try to overload us. Do that.
Let's do that. Do you know there was a time in the Old Testament when they were going to build the temple, and so many people brought gold and wood and resources that the priest told the people, stop, we've got all the things we need. Now, we're not there yet. We will do as much ministry, touch as many souls as we can with the resources provided. And that's why we would ask you to be a part of that resource. It's 877-616-2396. Pick up the phone. I'm going to show you how to do it if you're watching online. You get the phone in your hand, and you open up the keypad, and then you go 877-616-2396. And when a friendly voice answers, as they will, just right down the hall from the studio, you'll have church online. Now, there'll be the transaction. You can tell what God's put on your heart to invest. But I want to tell you, you'll just have a little bit of revival service today in that 2-3-4 minute phone call, won't they, Bert?
Amen. They and a lot of folks call in, pray with us. They say,
oh, yeah,
thanks for you. And we get these prayer requests all year in Share-a-thon, wanting us to pray for people. A lot of them have called in and said, I can't give as much as I did the last time. This has happened, but we're giving, we're trusting God, and we are. Well, we want to hear another listener story about how God has used AFR in their lives. So play one, Brent.
My name is Jarvis King. I live in Bogachitta, Mississippi. Many years ago, my dad and I had a Motorola two-way radio business in Macomb. Well, WAQL is still there, and it's on a tower. Dad decided to let Don Wildman get on the tower for free for the antenna space. And at the time, I didn't like the idea. I wasn't living right. Years went by. Dad's gone to be with the Lord. And I lived a terrible, addicted life till I went in Teen Challenge 15 years ago. And little did I know at the time when we, when Dad let Don get on the radio tower, that I would be listening to it now every day when I work. I just want to thank Don Wildman and all the staff there for blessing me every day, and such a blessing that my dad saw the vision with Don and allowed them to get on the tower at Macomb.
Amen. Wow. Now, while that was playing, he was from Bogachitta, Mississippi. Here on the screen, Mark from Bogachitta, Mississippi, has called in and make a contribution. That's how it works. Have you noticed how blessing comes back around to you, Alex?
It really does. It really does. Hey, speaking of which, by the way, folks, the theme is Yes, He Can. I think we can prove that from Scripture, because Matthew 6:8 says the Father knows what you need even before you ask. Bert, let me tell this story. And folks, I want to say you can trust God with your giving. 2 years ago, we had settled my mother-in-law's estate and paid some bills. And I got to tell you, God's been good to Angie and me, and we are blessed. But I will tell you, in the middle of the summer of 23, it was a little bit of a lean time, right? But I had some speaking engagements coming up, and I was pretty confident that the love offerings would be good, and they always are. But there was a particular speaking engagement that I had done for many years, and I knew what they were going to give me, and I'm grateful for it. Believe me, I'm grateful. And I know they always, always, always give me the love offering after I go and preach. But Angie and I, we were at a church service, and they were raising money for missions. And Bert, I had $100 in my checkbook. This is the summer of 23. And it was like the Holy Spirit said, give that $100. And for a second, I thought, oh, well, that's about the last $100 in my checkbook. And I leaned over and I said, Angie, I said, I want to give this. And we did. And at that moment, I got to tell you, Bert, it was a big step of faith for me, believe it or not. Anyway, so we got home. In the mailbox, the church where I was going to preach said, we just felt led to send you your love offering before the revival. And it was three times what they had promised to give. Now, you don't give to get necessarily, but folks, I'm telling you, God is faithful. I could tell you a dozen more stories that I've had to take a big step of faith sometimes, and yet God comes through. And you can trust God. Listen, folks, if you give to God with a spoon, He'll give back to you with a shovel. He just does. God is faithful. Please invest in the gospel, people. Please invest in reaching souls for our King Jesus. The number you can call is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Let us hear from you right now, please.
Yes, we do. And let me remind you about that shovel. It's real big. It's God's.
God's got a big shovel.
He got a big shovel. And He'll bless you. And I want to tell you, one of the greatest stories that I love is the children of Israel. And I find myself using that example again and again, getting out of Egypt in the wilderness, going into the promised land. But it's amazing how long their shoes, their sandals, I guess, in those days, and their clothes lasted. Some of God's blessing sometimes is the staying power.
Amen.
Tires that last a long time. Cars that last a lot longer than that we thought they would. And I tell the story about years ago when preachers preached in suits and ties on Sunday night, Sunday morning, Wednesday night, all the time. I had this suit that I had, and it was out of style. And I had to take the first mission trip to Latin America. And they said, if you got any old suits, bring it down. I told Jan, it's been around a while. I'm going to take it down there. So I took that suit that I'd worn for years and years and years, took it back down there. I expect that suit still being worn 20 years later. Now,
amen.
Listen, God does that. And he not only gives back, but he's lasting. Like his word is last. You hide it in your heart. And so make that call. We want to get the word of God to people so they can know Jesus, so they can grow in him, so they can become missional and equipped to do the work that God's called them to do. And that number, if you'll call, is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. We got about 5 more minutes, and we are looking at that and asking these numbers to go up. And right before we go off, I'm going to tell you the latest numbers we have on the number of pledges. And I can just tell you, you guys have done it once again. Sherry from Oklahoma, Montro from Mississippi, Tim from Michigan, Christy from Texas. All of these people have called in and said, we want to make these pledges, and they're real. Thank you for giving.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Brenda from Conroe, Texas, and Paul in Richardson, Texas. Chillicothe, Ohio. I see that. You know, I read all these cities. Monique in El Dorado, Arkansas. I've been to all these places to preach. The radio signal goes there. And, you know, there's Bert and Alex on Exploring the Word and so many people. But I want to tell you, the missionary that goes everywhere is the radio signal. Places, we've had people tell us they turned on the car radio and they don't know how it happened, but out came Dr. David Jeremiah from the American Family Radio Network and such. Folks, God will use this more than we could ever know. So if you would, please call while you're thinking about it right now, 877-616-2396. I just believe in these closing 3 or 4 minutes of Exploring the Word today, because there are millions of people in the listening audience. May God grant, in the name of Jesus, that 500 people would call in, make a pledge of any amount. Hey, if you give $150, you'll get the day timer for 2026. Super nice day timer. It will help you. And I'm a big believer in using a planning book, a planner. But if you pledge $30 a month, you'll get that plus the book that Bert and I wrote, brand new. I mean, this book is brand new. 48 hours ago it came out. 100 Bible questions and answers on prophecy and the end times. It will help you. Do you want to understand the book of Revelation? Daniel, Ezekiel, Isaiah, I think this book will help you, and you'll be able to share the gospel with others. If you make a $30 a month pledge, we'll send you that book.
And what our theme is, yes, he can. You're going to hear that song at the top of the hour when we come back in, but he can. He can do it here. He can do it in your life. Do not cut God short. Let him have his way. As it says in Ephesians 3:20, the power at work within us. It's through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God and the Holy Spirit being just proclaiming God's Word. I want to tell you, people will get saved, people will grow in the Lord, and listen, God's will can be done. One more time, we're running out of time, I'm going to give some names and some places. Thank you for calling. Anita from Hulka, Mississippi, been there. Vicky from Victoria, Texas. Linda from Hampstead, North Carolina. Stephen from Bentonville, Arkansas. And Charles from Kingwood, Texas. And these have all called in. And when that music starts, Alex, I'll let you talk. But before, there it is. So I'm going to tell how many people we have that's called in, and then you can take us out to the top of the hour. 16,820. So we went over the 750. Way to go, Brent. We went over the 16,800. Now the 17,000 is going to take place before we get off the air today. We're trusting God for that, Alex. So your 17,000's not misplaced. It's going to happen, brother.
Amen. Truly, folks, we are partners in the gospel. May God bless each and every one of you. Stay tuned. In the next hour, Abe Hamilton is going to be on. Share-a-thon, Fall of 25 continues. And folks, for each and every one of you, we truly thank God. Every blessing. And keep your eyes on Jesus.